post-thrombotic syndrome, which is sometimes called post-phlebitic syndrome, is a common sequelae of deep venous thrombosis, known as DVT. Research has determined that MS patients most definitely have more headaches than the general population, but the exact causation remains a mystery. Now, please realize that having migraine headaches does not mean that you have multiple sclerosis. The ulnar artery is deeper. It runs to the pronator teres and the flexor digitorum superficialis and is superficial to the flexor digitorum profundus. It has a common interosseous artery branch and joins the ulnar nerve at the proximal third of the forearm, then runs deep and radial to the flexor carpi ulnaris. Please be sure to follow your doctor's instructions regarding dosage. Your doctor should give you specific instructions regarding how much of this medicine to take and how often. In his current lecture series, Idiopathic Adolescent Scoliosis, Dr. Jenkins will discuss some possible etiologies of this condition. Is scoliosis genetic, hormonal, neurologic, or is it something else?